welcome to episode number 2 of the Nolan Fans Podcast, the official podcast of NolanFans.com. I'm Alex Haas.
And I'm Teddy Blast. On today's episode, we've got a couple new news stories about Inception and filming locations and sets and whatnot. It should be fun and interesting. It's basically going to be the same format as last time, minus the rant. And then at the end, we're going to talk about some plans for the future and future episodes of this podcast.
But all right. So let's get right into it.
Yeah. We posted Monday at the beginning of the week that we received some insider tips informing us about filming at the Cardigan Airship Shed in Bedfordshire, where he filmed parts of Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. So he's going to be filming there for Inception, is the word.
All right, there's been some activity around that area.
All right, our inside source person said that the crew is often at a local pub. There's signs around town pointing towards the production and the airship shed. We still aren't quite sure if it's using the fake working title, Oliver's Arrow.
Right, yeah, we haven't really heard.
Also, over the weekend, last weekend, two large accommodation caravans arrived, and I'm guessing they're getting ready for the crew, so they're probably filming soon, or they already started filming. Again, we reported this on Monday. And also, if there's anyone that lives around there,
Our source says
the set designers are working on the set with the shed doors open.
Take pictures, please.
Just drive by and try to get in there. Just
hang your cell phone out the window and snap some pictures.
All right. If there's guys in security shirts,
take pictures of them too.
But this is really cool because Chris has used this airplane hangar twice now. I guess it was leased to Warner Brothers back in 2003. On Batman Begins, they used it for the Narrows in Gotham City, which is this huge epic set. And anyone that's seen the special features is just...
seems like it's a big place, especially if it's an airplane hangar.
Yeah, it's ginormous. Peter, in the comments, mentioned that for The Dark Knight, it was used for the interior scene of the Pruitt building, where Batman uses his sonar technology and fights off SWAT guys and the Joker and stuff.
Which is just an awesome segment of the film.
So, this is a really big set. If you've seen the picture that's on the front page, it's like a picture taken from miles away, it seems. And this is just this huge building sitting out in the middle of this town.
Right. You can't really gain a perspective on how, you know, large the interior of this thing is. And I'm sure it's freaking huge if they've filmed these, I mean, crazy scenes.
Yeah. So, that gets us to wondering what they're using this for.
Yeah. What are they going to be putting in Inception that will be utilizing this space?
Right. This makes me think it's a sci-fi actioner, and everything we reported on and what we talked about in the last podcast was all these live locations and cities and various places across the world. And here's this closed-off set. Is it going to be just used for interior scenes, for replication of buildings in these various cities, or is it going to be... this is what's going to be kind of futuristic about it. It's going to be built here in this set. It's just kind of
interesting
to think about.
It's definitely a possibility. And yeah, like you said, they're filming in all these different cities to use such a big interior space like this. It's kind of weird. Makes you question.
Speaking of sets and filming locations.
Right. We've also received word that Inception will be filming, or has begun filming, at the University College in London. We've heard that the film crew for Oliver's Arrow, which is Inception's working title, has invaded the UCL's Wilkins building last week. I think that's like the main building, to film some scenes in various locations within the main library.
Nice.
Michael Caine is there, so is Leo DiCaprio and Ellen Page. They were working on some scenes like inside of a library in France.
Right, they're setting it up. They're setting up the library at the University College London to look like a library in France.
Right. There were scenes being shot inside the Flaxman Gallery, which is a section of the main library on the campus, with Leo DiCaprio's character being introduced to a graduate student named Ariadne, which is assumed to be Ellen Page's character.
Right.
These two were being introduced by Michael Caine's character, so that could allude to Michael Caine being like grandfather of Ariadne, maybe.
Right. Professor. And we did learn a while ago from an interview with Michael Caine that his scene was going to be very small.
Yeah, his role in this film was going to be very, very small, I've heard.
So it points that it could be one of those small little things where he's just not a significant character, but he's the guy who connects these two characters who go further on the journey in the story.
Right. Here's a quote that we heard from this source. It was actually Division of Joy who posted this on IMDb. He said, Michael Caine looked like he was playing a similar character to the one he always plays lately. Which makes sense. Ellen Page looked kind of like a punky young student, and Leo DiCaprio just looked moody and focused, toying with a toothpick in between the teeth look, which made me smile. Yeah. Just because, I mean...
And describing Leo as moody and focused, I think you can almost say that about, like, all of his roles, except for, like, maybe Titanic.
Right. It seems like all of these characters are playing traditional roles. I mean, Michael Caine's the same way. Were you kind... I mean...
They're not, these weird, quirky characters.
Right.
But Ellen Page, definitely, like, I don't know if you saw Juno. She's very, it's very quirky. It's very, like, she's this little girl who's, she gets knocked up and she doesn't care about it. She's very, like, masculine. So I guess the description of her kind of works, but she's a grad student. And
right.
Obviously she knows something, or she could be some assistance to Leo's character, probably. Mm-hmm. And she's not just a lame sidekick who's there for jokes and stuff.
Right. We've also heard an interesting fact about the name Ariadne. This was posted by Bobbert in the forums. He said that someone on an Ellen fan site had an interesting insight to the name Ariadne. From Greek mythology, Ariadne is the one who gave Theseus the ball of the string so he could find his way out of the labyrinth after killing the Minotaur. Perhaps Ellen's character is a guide to Leo's.
Right.
Which definitely makes sense.
That's just awesome hearing that Greek mythology thing. And we heard reports about character names earlier, and we assumed those were all false from this April Fool's story.
Right, and I think those names are still posted on IMDb, which I know on our page we've taken those down because we knew they were false.
Right, IMDb is very easily fooled. It's not very heavily moderated most of the time.
Right.
On something that's this early in the production.
Speculative, at least.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of parts of IMDb that are heavily modeled.
I like hearing that. I like hearing little speculation like that, like hearing the history of the name Ariadne and kind of thinking, well, maybe there is some sort of connection. Chris wrote this himself. I mean, there's some reason why he chose such an oddball name.
Right, yeah. We had to look up the pronunciation of this name.
Yes, we did.
Ariadne.
I could not figure out how to pronounce it.
And
it is an interesting name. I like the name.
Yeah, and we also had another comment on the front page talking how Agatha Christie used that name a couple times in some of her books and novels. And that's, she's kind of like this mystery writer. And so it's kind of interesting to see the pictures we have. We have a couple pictures on the front page, or a picture on the front page of
the main library. Or that has a name, I think.
Yeah, it looks...
Anyways, it's the main library building. It looks pretty cool.
Looks amazing. Looks very beautiful. I like where they're going production design-wise, which kind of brings us to the next thing, which was a discussion about Nathan Crowley, or Crowley. We decided to post this news story on the front page a week ago or so about Nathan Crowley, the production designer for pretty much all of Chris's films post-Memento. He's going to be at this year's Comic-Con in San Diego. So we figured we'd post that for any of you that live in the area and want to go to the panel and ask questions or just hear from these people. We know we have a big aspiring filmmakers section in the forums. But he's going to be part of a production designer panel. If you don't know a production designer, it's like these are the craft people behind the movie that create the physical look of the sets and stuff. And they really help design the look and feel of the movie. He's really helping create the space for the movie. And if you look at Memento, is a very pretty film, and it was very well done. But if you look at the jump between like Memento and then Insomnia, you can see there is a big difference. Ever since Insomnia, everything, all of Chris's films look the same. And I feel like attributing part of that...
It's got to be Nathan Crowley.
Yeah.
That's his style.
And of course, Wally Pfister, the cinematographer. Mm-hmm. But we figured we'd post this. You can go. he's going to be on a panel with some other people, Scott Chambliss from Star Wars and Stuart Blatt from the TV show Dollhouse and Alex McDowell from Watchmen, which came out earlier this year. So if you want to go, if you're interested in this sort of stuff, it's going to be Friday, July 24th, next week, from 4:30 to 5:30 in room 30AB at the San Diego Comic-Con. Crowley is not working on Inception.
Right, it'll give us an insight into how... Do we know who's going to be the... We don't know who this is going to be the production designer for Inception yet.
On IMDb, it was Crowley for a minute, and then it was replaced, and then there was two people, and it seems pretty legit now that it's Guy Diaz.
Okay.
Thiago commented on the front page that Crowley is busy working on John Carter of Mars with director Andrew Stanton.
Interesting.
Which is... That's Andrew's first live-action movie. He did Wall-E and Finding Nemo.
Right, right, okay.
So, we're guessing that's why he's not able to work on Inception. But this guy, Diaz, is pretty good. He worked with Spielberg recently, but he worked with Spielberg on Indiana Jones and Kingdom of the whatever, which I have some issues with.
I know how you feel about that movie.
And even with the way it's set up, there's a lot of green screen and bad effects and stuff, which...
Inception will give us an interesting view to how Chris Nolan and Guy Diaz can work together and see what a film they make together will look like. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. I'm very excited for this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of money pumped into this, and everyone behind it is great.
So much money.
Besides Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Diaz did X-Men 2, which is a pretty fantastic-looking movie for the time, and... might be also why, I mean, these are guys, he's a guy who's done a little bit more of the technical stuff, the green screen and some more virtual set type stuff, mm-hmm. which may be a clue as to why he picked him out of all, you know, all the people that might have been free, even though Nathan was booked. Maybe there's some reason why he chose Guy.
Definitely, and it has to attribute what Chris Nolan sees in this film and in the story, that he sees the same thing or wants to implement Guy Diaz's style into what this story is going to be all about, which definitely says something about what Chris Nolan wants out of Inception, or what Chris Nolan wants Inception to be.
Right. And he's got various parts of his usual crew back. We believe the composer is going to be David Julian, who's done all of his non-Batman films.
Right, right.
And it should be... me being a music person, you know me, interested in to see kind of what happens with the sci-fi type thing. Because he's very atmospheric.
And all of the other films, like especially Insomnia and The Prestige, where it's very...
Yeah.
Almost sleepy, almost.
I think creates a great mood. Creates a great mood for the stuff, especially in The Prestige, where it's just very...
It's very subtle. Like, sometimes you don't even... I mean, right. I don't even notice it. I mean, I'm sure you do.
And it works very well. And even it's kind of cool where the score is very modern, and there's kind of like these weird synth atmospheric patches, but mm-hmm. it's a period movie, which right. is kind of like an odd contrast, and I think it works very well. And this movie, I'm just so excited to see everything from it, from how it looks to how it sounds. And we have a year... At the time of recording this, a year from 2 days ago. Until it comes out.
It's going to be a long 363 days.
We need to put a countdown on the page somewhere, just like...
We have a countdown.
We have a countdown?
Yeah.
The countdown.
Yeah, there's a link on the Inception page.
Films, so if...
drop-down, Inception, maybe we can put it on the front page. Bam. 363 days, 9 hours, 5 minutes, 17 seconds. At the time of recording.
So if you're crazy, like us... And you're just, okay, when is it? That's the place to go.
Countdown's where to go.
We've got a lot of podcasts to fill until Inception.
We do, and I hope we can have enough news stories to cover it. And in case we don't, we are planning on reviewing Nolan's past films.
Right, we're going to have someone in the forums.
We're not reviewing, more like discussing.
Right.
I can actually, like,
roundtable discussions. Them. We'll attribute that to...
Eek 72? 79? Maybe?
No, Nintendo no. Warrior.
Not a T. There's no T in Nintendo. I've been saying Nintendo all the time.
So what is this guy's name?
Nintendo Warrior. Maybe? I like saying Nintendo Warrior.
All right. So Nintendo Warrior, who... That's your name, sorry. If you meant to say Nintendo, and you can't change your username...
Oh, let us know. Email us. Yeah. We'll fix it for you.
PM us on the forums, and we'll change your name.
I don't think...
I can't say Nintendo Warrior. But it was he brought it up. We were kind of planning on this anyways when we brought on the guest hosts.
Right.
But it's definitely a good suggestion. It's definitely, since we know you want it, you want to hear something like that, we want to definitely provide that. It's going to be fun. So next episode, we're kind of going on a...
Yeah.
Every other week recording schedule.
Almost.
At this pace right now.
Yeah, we can try to start doing a weekly thing.
So we're planning on having a roundtable discussion of either Insomnia or The Prestige next week. We're going to have a guest host on, my friend Chris Mertens, who is a film school graduate, and right now he works currently as an editor and a director on various projects, and he's a big Nolan fan, so it's going to be a great addition to the discussion.
Definitely. I'm excited to see what it's going to be like.
We'll post a thing on the forums letting you know which movie we're going to do. So if it's been a while since you've seen Insomnia, or it's been a while since you've seen The Prestige, and you want to rewatch it, so when you listen to our discussion, you can be right in on it. We'll let you know that way. Should be very fun and interesting. Also, on the forums, we're going to add a questions thread, where you can post questions, little queries, or anything you want us to answer on the podcast, and right. Each episode at the very end of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll go through and answer two or three or whatever we have time for.
And that way it keeps the interaction between us and all of you listeners out there up until we figure out a way to get some guest callers or stuff, some people from the forums calling in.
Right. And we'll definitely try to do that too. We have to figure out some way. Maybe we can do like a live thing where we can be chatting with people in the chat room.
Yeah, we can definitely do these things. We're just going one step at a time. Next week we're stepping up with a guest host and a discussion. See where it goes from there.
Until then, I'm Alex Hawes.
And I'm Teddy Glass. Oh wait, well we can say where to find... we can plug over our things. If you want to find us on YouTube, which Alex, you just added a bunch of stuff.
Yes, a whole bunch of trailers and so stuff. We've got, I think we only have... We have a lot of cool trailers from Batman Begins.
A 10-minute preview they showed on the CW or something.
Smallville, yeah. Right. It was a 10-minute Batman Begins trailer. I watched that whole thing like twice, actually. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah,
it's cool. Check us out. We're at youtube.com/user/NolanFans.
It's cool. Some of them are in HD, most of them. Yeah, the ones we can get in HD. Looks great. YouTube is awesome now, so... Go there. Anytime we get new videos, it'll be posted there or in the media section on the front page. You can find it in the navigation, which is all brandly new, updated and stuff. We've got screenplays. We've got pretty much all the screenplays up there except for Following and Inception. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get those. It says coming soon, but Following is really hard to get a hold of. So I don't know if we'll be able to add that. And obviously, we're not going to get Inception right now.
Right.
So maybe when they release it to the members of the Academy for Oscar season,
we'll have it. Hopefully,
a year and a half.
Right.
But until then, we've got the rest of the screenplays up there. If you want to go through and read them, it's really awesome.
They are very cool. I've never actually read a screenplay before, and I started reading through like the first scenes of The Dark Knight after they were posted, and I was like, like visualizing the movie, it's very, you can relate it to reading a book almost, but it's like far more detailed. And since I've already seen the movie, obviously,
right.
It's like the movie's just playing in my head.
Right. And it's fun to see like the changes and stuff. I mean,
right.
You can read through. A lot of the stuff's going to be very similar or exactly the same. And then there's going to be some things that are different depending on which script you're reading.
Right. I think I'm going to go through and read most of them, actually.
And then you can also follow us on Twitter, which is Twitter/NolanFans.
Make sure you put the .com in there. That's important.
Yeah. Okay. Twitter.com/NolanFans.
Right. I know. We try to send out as many tweets as possible to keep you guys up to date on the changes we make on the website or
news stories. It's really cool. If you're not on the Twitter bandwagon, man, get on it. I know they talk about it on the TV too much, and you go, wow, that's just some thing. Well, you don't have to post about yourself. You can just follow us. Everyone thinks you have to be on there giving away what you're doing every day. But you can really just use it as, like, this is kind of like...
It's communication with
this
people.
This is RSS feeds more personalized.
Whatever.
Oh, and if you don't sign up to our RSS, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to the RSS feed on the front page.
There's a nice little logo. Just click on it and bam.
I know. I need to fix those logos. I hate them all. If any of you guys are graphic designers out there and want to submit...
Little buttons at the top.
Those little buttons at the top. There's four of them. And I tried to do the YouTube button like the other one, and I just totally failed. It didn't
fails
work.
Fails in black and white. So, yeah.
Yeah, email us at nolanfans@gmail.com for any reason. If you just want to say hi, I like seeing emails in there every time I log in.
Definitely.
Or pictures or any information about Inception.
Right.
That you might be able
we've
to
already,
if you
we've
live
already
near.
Got one or two of you out there who've got some inside deets. We would like to have more of you. And if you want credit for anything, just let us know. We're very
absolutely. We
big.
Will be more than happy to give you credit on the front page. We'll make it bold and big font if you want.
So definitely. We're very excited to learn more, and I'm sure you are. But until then...
I'm Alex Oz.
And I'm Teddy Blass.
Thank you for watching the Nolan Fans Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Nolan Fans Podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye, guys.